Thank you so much, and especially to the organizers and to the audience, which is so well attended. I am missing these events so much that I would attend SACU every month if it were held every month. I'm getting increasingly desperate, possibly like you, I don't know about this. Let me see if we can enable audio. No video. Yes. It's just a few lines on the bottom which are missing, but I think we can manage without. What I would like to very briefly show and use as an excuse for more questions, maybe or to talk about other things as well, I will use Amiga Forever 4 to show you some things about emulation, connecting Amiga and PCs, or some of the items of historical interest on the CD, and then feel free to initiate a discussion or whatever. I was told that maybe, without offending anybody, you may need some beer maybe to get more active about questions and answers. I don't know, but if so, I think the organizers, I'm sure, will have a lot of beer as well ready. I have this Amiga Forever 4 here, which basically is on one CD, pre-configured emulation environments. It's cross-platform, but some of the easier things are for Windows, which are about 95% of our users. It works fine on Linux as well and Macintosh, and it doesn't require installation, it doesn't require a reboot. You may have heard this new Amiglon CD or a few other emulation-related announcements recently. This one really, unlike those, does not require a reboot. It supports all drivers, video firing system, TCP/IP of the host firing of the host system. So really, if the host system can see it, the emulation can also see it. Basically, we have an easy launcher which appears both when you insert the CD, I don't know, at your office or at school without installing, or after installation, where you can choose the configuration. For example, we have an easy... Yes. Blue screen should appear soon, but not the blue screen of the Windows, but the other blue screen. Yes. So as you see, I'm playing with the mouse now. I can do, I think I can only do one thing. So now look at the mouse pointer. You remember in the old days they were using those mouse pointer effect with different colors. Now that was a loader, cruncher, packer, whatever, loading the original point demo. We can put that in a window now. And we go on and launch another one. When sound requires 60 frames per second, and when you're beginning to run two different emulations, sound is the first thing where you begin to notice a little lag. Let's see if I overkill by trying to do so many things at once. But I think it should. Amiga 600, which we have here. We have this Amiga 600 here, and what I did is we attached it with a serial cable to the notebook I'm using for the presentation. So we'll also show how to connect the Amiga and the PC and share data between the two. It looks like I really did question. Let's do them one at a time. It was used to work before, but you don't know. Let it boot properly. So we have a 1.3 emulation environment, which is fine for games, for example, or for really a few programs which don't run well in the latest environment. And there's, of course, also the latest ROM, and we licensed a lot of the same items from MiniOS 3.9, trying to be careful not to have the same compatibility problems they have with some of the programs. But of course, if you wish, you can also install a MiniOS 3.9 here. TCP/IP, as I said, if your host system has it, the emulation has access to it straight away. There's obviously BSD socket library emulation. There's the filing system, if your computer can see something, be it a DVD drive, a network drive, or whatever, the emulation can also see it. And, now let's kind of. Show you how the Amiga and the PC can look now. Amiga, we played too much with the screen modes before, and that may have screwed it up a little bit. Now I will start Amiga Explorer, which allows the Amiga and the PC to talk. Now it works over TCP/IP or with a serial cable, and basically after you install it, you get an Amiga computer icon on your desktop. So you see all the everything the Amiga sees, be it this Amiga 600 here or an Amiga connected over the internet, you can see it. But it's really easy to install and inexpensive because a serial cable will allow it to talk to the Amiga, and you don't even have to have any special software. Let's say you have an old Amiga 500. And you only have a workbench disk to boot, but you have no terminal software, you have no CD-ROM drive, no internet access, no BASIC or ARIX or anything. Amiga Explorer can install itself over the serial cable, magically. I said it was impossible, but somehow we managed to do that. You only need a bootable workbench disk to do this. So that's really a very nice way to preserve your old Amiga files if you haven't had two computers side by side, and maybe the newer one is better for preserving old items. We also have a lot of items of historical interest on the CD, including, for example, a speech by Jay Manham. There's actually both an audio interview and a speech. Miner first talks about the origin of the Amiga and then answers questions. There's also the first Amiga commercials, TV commercials. This is a very interesting, in my opinion, behind-the-scenes movie about Commodore, about what the creative people at Commodore were thinking, and how sad it was in the first few of the last days. And so you basically, you see, you go in the building, you see everything, the hard drive in the wall, you see interviews, you see parties after Commodore is beginning to close. And this is Dave Haney, one of the major engineers at Commodore, who's just, you know, going around Komodo. I'm showing you everything. Surprising people, talking to people. Showing you the AAA custom chips. Okay, here they have a party, the burn keyboards. They write some names about some famous stockholders of Commodore and then burn them, and, you know, things like that. And there are really some very touchy moments here. If you haven't seen the video, I mean, I often watch it over and over in the background. So here they write the names and then they... Good. Oh, you know, I'm always complaining about paychecks and so on. Here this refresh is because... Wait a little bit to not read the video, but I will again try to do the same. Anyway, we have to do so many things with this machine, installing an FTP server and so on for the show, and I still didn't reboot it, so. You know, sometimes it really helps with Windows, as they say. Is there anything I can show you? Here we have, for example, directly on this personal paint, TurboTax. If you get LHA archives from the internet, you just drag and drop them. It's a pretty nice environment pre-installed. However, if you prefer the classic AmigaOS 3.1 look, you just enter command, it goes back to the classic look and feel. And here we try to keep it very modular. You can use the system partition without the work partition, and all the pre-installed software will not complain. So you really get an Amiga as truthful as possible. And this, not just Amiga 3.1 and 1.3, but also you get 1.0. Let's say you never saw that. They have some really primitive icons still, more primitive than 1.3. 1.1, 1.2, all the in-between workbench versions. So here's some of the programs which are pre-installed. There's also tools to convert most Amiga mail formats to PC and so on. It also, of course, it boots, it crashes only. I don't know how you could do that. But you see a nice right guru meditation on Windows. So that was a brief overview. Basically, we covered the classic old Amiga, the blue screen Amiga OS 1.3, the newer one, and data sharing between Amiga and PC. Actually, I can talk to this Amiga now, Amiga 600, without even a monitor. I just boot with a floppy disk. Later, I can show you all of these same things, and also we are giving away Amiga Forever 3 CDs, and you can use them to have a look at Amiga Forever in general. There's just a few left. We gave out all morning CDs, and there's still a few left if you wish. They are free, and you can use them to upgrade to version 4 in the future. So remember, if you do, to just get the upgrade, which is half the price of the normal version. And we're also giving out some t-shirts, the raffle that will be announced, as well as Amiga 4 CDs for some of the contests they're having here. Yes, basically, I think for an overview that covers it, of course, it may be pretty boring because everybody knows an Amiga and this is an Amiga. So if you have questions, please, they're welcome. Amiga Explorer, as I said, is very easy to configure. It's separate from the emulation, of course. It's a data sharing product which you can also get alone. If you use it in serial mode, you just have to set the serial speed and port. If you set it in TCP/IP mode, you just have to set the IP address of the Amiga. If they are on the network, for security reasons, you should also change the password. But if it's just a cable from one machine to the other, you don't need to do that. So, yes. your questions about, for example, people ask me today, what do you think about these new announcements, the Amitlon done by Vending in Australia, who's also been helping us for some time with Amiga Forever. Hagen Partner also recently announced something based on Tunix. I would like to stress that here there's a very defined emulation solution done in cooperation with all the emulation developers who are very happy about this product because it gave legal coverage to emulation. You know, a few years ago in 97, the people at Gateway and Amiga were really tempted to be hard against emulation. At the time, Sony was bringing people to the courts and so on. So now we've got this license to all Amiga patents, copyrights, and trademarks, and it also allows the free emulation developers to go on legal. So we have this experience since 97, and it's refined also as far as support. If you have a problem with it, probably others also had it, and it's documented, and we know about this, and so on. And the other products, Bill and others said, we have Amiga OS for x86, I mean, not even knowing what an emulation is. This emulation, of course, also has some native x86 code, as far as graphics is concerned, as far as filing system is concerned, and so on. They said it will be ready sometime, I don't know when. So this is ready now, and it upgrades are free as far as the emulation is concerned. And it also does not require installation, exactly like the other CD they said. Only this one has probably more drivers. And of course, I favor this one. But I'm not very balanced unless you ask me something very tough, which I will try to answer. So please, Zambia, anyone? No. I don't know, they told me to say this. I hope I'm not eating. Any anything about difficult Amiga situation? We had a nice talk yesterday evening at dinner as I introduced this about these events which get really rarer, and this lack of, the people are still the same people, but we somehow deeply miss a sense of direction. The Amiga was so special, it gave us stability, a system that didn't change for years, a sense of belonging, an uncompromising sense of being the best. I mean, it started with the best software, the best hardware, so it really attracted some of the most idealist and best young people. We associated it with a part of our life, which of course also you cannot get back, but we are still trying to do things with a similar motivation and with the same people as back then. But right now, with the lack of leadership and confusion about what is an Amiga, what is not an Amiga, what made that feeling? Was it the feeling that it was the best system or the best people, and how do we get that back? I don't know. These are all questions for me too, and we had this nice talk about this yesterday evening when I was just arrived, and some of the organizers of the show, and I don't know, these are also two things which I'm very interested in exchanging ideas about personally, booth or whatever, you know. And if you ever want to come and visit us, we have an office in the US and one in Italy, where I am now, in India, Venice. If you want to come and stay, maybe just email, there's always a room for guests, and maybe you are not all at once, there's two people right now, but I mean, it's always open for Amiga friends. And, I don't know, I'm always at your disposal, maybe later. And how are we as far as time is concerned? How's the time? Are we exceeding the time, or is it half an hour, I think? Yeah, so if you have questions, maybe later. We also have some free CDs ready. And we have these t-shirts, which are a little bit ironic, like keyboard not present, press any key. And they all have explanations of the website. It's explained on the website what they all mean. Or like values of beta will be priced to DOM. And this one was a comment in Unix. And actually, I don't remember if it was Koenigan or Ritchie, the designers of C, they asked us one, and they were in the AT&T labs in New Jersey. So we're giving some of these away, and Amiga Forever, four as a raffle, and the three, if you can get it, there's still a few left. Anybody which is giving it. So I think it will be continue to be my pleasure to be here until tomorrow morning. It's I miss this, what can I say? And I look forward to seeing you in person on the TV again. I don't know if I'm going to get bent, or if you come to visit, just an email at Luanda.com. It's nice to stay in touch. Okay? Good.